This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, John Cornyn. Recently he sponsored a bill that nobody wanted. Not on my side. Nobody in Texas wanted it. And I don't think he should be let off the hook this much or off easy at all. And he needs to answer for his unwanted, unnecessary, unwise, and unpopular bipartisan gun control bill. And we need to do this soon because, there's been another shooting since that one happened. You know, Highland Park just happened after that, which it wouldn't have done anything to slow it down. They've already got red flag laws in Illinois, which apparently they didn't use in this case. Not to disparage the impact of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on Dobbs, but should we move on from the GOP's betrayal on gun rights so quickly? And it is difficult to believe how fast the GOP successfully attacked the 2A for absolutely no reason. This is not something they had to do. This is not something that was inevitable. State of this nation is chaotic, but it didn't seem as though there was a massive push for gun control. Like after Parkland, there didn't seem to be an outcry that warranted the promotion of red flag laws ripe for undue process and abuse, but they never actually get applied to people who end up being rampage killers. Instead, it seemed as though citizens were more focused on paying bills and filling their gas tanks and finding baby formula and buying generators for this summer's predicted electrical blackouts and otherwise dealing with our transition to a third world country under, quote, President, end quote, Biden. And there's many troubling questions about this bipartisan bill, like, number one, why was it so rushed? Number two, why was Cornyn pushing so hard? Number three, how can Cornyn call his voters mobs for expressing their unhappiness with his betrayal? Number four, when did the GOP decide gun grabbing was a winning position? Number five, why does the GOP have rhinos? Number six, if this was a bipartisan effort, why did we see headlines like gun deal is less than Democrats wanted but more than they expected? Why did that dominate the news? Number seven, why did Republicans give Biden and Democrats a win while they were in the middle of bleeding out? Number eight, why did Republicans Biden and the Democrats win by going against GOP voters right before the midterms and when doing nothing, which is a core GOP principle, was truly the best strategy? Number six, why rush when the actual investigation about what happened in Uvalde wasn't completed yet, so that any true lessons learned cannot actually inform the bill? And number 10, what can we do about it? There doesn't seem to be any good answers for most of these questions. It seems like this was pushed by one idiot who wants to be the next Mitch McConnell. it seems it was pushed quickly so that GOP voters couldn't get mad and get loud. And it seems that many GOP politicians have decided it's easier to do what Mitch McConnell or Kevin McCarthy tells them and get handed money for re-election instead of working to earn trust and support from their actual voters. The only real answer is that there are a few things we can do about it. There are a few things we can't do about it. And remember this, all this money they get for re-election, this war chest and everything, that buys advertising and pays their staffs. It pays for posters. That's what it does. There are a lot will say, well, Bill, that's name recognition. That's true. That's very true. But it is not, that does not mean that it is a slam dunk. These guys lose all the time. Incumbents get unseated all the time. So, four quick things. You can call whichever gun rights organization you want to call. NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, and demand they lower the ratings for these gun-grabbing politicians to F. The NRA said it opposes this legislation because it didn't address violent crime and curtails 2A rights. It also did not harden the schools, which is ostensibly what had to be done. So it passed, so what now? Gun Owners of America say they must be held accountable. Well, are you going to do it? Are you going to lead the way on that one? Currently, the NRA and Gun Owners of America rate these guys A or A+. And although the NRA may have lost some of you over the Italian suit scandal, you can still call them at 1-800-672-3888 and say their current politician grades are either intentionally misleading or very out of date and need to be changed. And how many millions of dollars have been wasted on these particular politicians over the years, and how the NRA is going to ensure they aren't funding the opposition in the future? Say the same thing to Gun Owners of America. You can also donate to the campaigns of those primarying the Republicans who voted for the gun bill, no matter what state the primary is in. In addition to complaining to your state reps, who probably don't care, contact your state GOP office and tell them that until they have candidates who represent you, you will likely never donate to them directly, not vote straight ticket. Where there are garbage candidates, you may abstain from voting in that race. If that means Democrats win, maybe you don't care anymore. I don't know how smart that one is. But it's a thought. It's a strategy. Also, try to contact the National GOP. They don't seem to answer the phone, so send a letter. Send it to them at 310 First Street, Southeast Washington, D.C., 20003. And the point here is that we got to stop letting the GOP get away with this and move on to the next crisis. There's no accountability, and nothing's going to change unless we do. We will continue to be asked to hold our noses while we vote. And enough of us take action, maybe we can start to stop this madness. It's extremely difficult to get excited about a red wave when we all know it's more like a pink ripple. But don't let that stop you from taking a few minutes to take action. Now, the Republicans, we know what happens when the Democrats are in charge. So you don't have a whole lot of choice. So this means you got to get grassroots. You got to do it on the state and local level. And you got to, and if these guys don't come to you, then we're going to have to do something to pull them back out of office, I guess. Since the states are the ones that get to decide, you know, state elections are the ones that decide senators, maybe we need to have recalls for those guys. I'm sure they would oppose it. But these guys that get out there and say, I'm not giving up my Senate seat just because of a bunch of it's not your seat, pal. That's the problem. You think that's your job. It's your job today. It might not be your job tomorrow. And therein lies the problem. Until you figure that out, until you figure out that you serve in that job at our pleasure. If we lose confidence in you and you want to call us a bunch of a mob, that's fine. Mobs vote too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th.
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Well, they've also decided, one of the things they've decided is that the EPA cannot go out there and, you know, they can't destroy the fossil fuel industry, which is the main one, a big thing. Disarming, getting your money, taking over your children, you know, running your health care and deciding when you live and die, and doing away with fossil fuels. That's one of the big things the left wants to do. And the EPA has been told by the Supreme Court that they can't do that. Now, Democrats are saying, of course, if they can't destroy the fossil fuel industry, then the Earth doesn't have many years left and we will all die soon. And for many, many, many years, we've been told that climate change or global warming is this existential threat to our survival and is caused by humans, fossil fuels, and CO2. And what we don't see are scientific facts to support these dire talking points. We do see some easily manipulated computer models that have one thing that they have always been 100% all the time. They've been 100% wrong all the time. Now, here's some facts that are easy to find. The highest number of deaths where heat was a contributing cause, not the actual cause, from 2017 to 2021 was 1,577. The U.S. has 330 million people and around 3 million die each year. 1,577 is a minuscule number, less than 0.1% of total deaths. That small number certainly can't be attributed to fossil fuel or anything else. Here are some shocking findings. Most people that die of heat live in hot states, and the average age of people dying due or related to heat is 85 years or older, which is more than 5 years longer than the average American life. Why do we need experts to tell us this? And old people, unfortunately, and I mean, I'm getting there myself. I get out there and I don't look at that as being old. I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's the next block over. They have other factors like heart or lung disease. They didn't die because they drove a gas-powered car. They didn't die because they lived in a house powered by coal or natural gas. They didn't die because they used a gas-powered lawnmower or grill throughout their lives. They died because, unfortunately for all of us, we all eventually expire. How many people died of heat or cold before air conditioning and furnaces? We have consistently been told that cooler states have been warming fast. Michigan and Colorado warmed so fast that each state had 11 deaths in 4 years where heat was a contributing factor. Why would we ever stop a pipeline or stop drilling? And why would we seek to destroy an industry that directly or indirectly employs tens of millions when so few die from heat? Especially with the improvement in our quality of length of life that has come from this industry. But what we get is this. Heat was a contributing factor to 1,577 U.S. deaths in 2021, according to provisional data. That's a 56% jump from 1,012 in 2018. And heat-related deaths are most common in Nevada and Arizona. Between 2018 and 2021, 571 people in Nevada and 1,298 people in Arizona died where heat was among the causes of death. That's 4.54 and 4.46 deaths per 100,000 residents, respectively, over that period. Far higher than the U.S. average over the same period of 0.35 per 100,000. So, we could go over all of that. But how did an oil-producing state like Texas have record cold in 2021 if all the things we're told causes warming actually do? Like, you know, Texas puts final estimate of winter storm death toll 246. That's bad. No doubt about it. Here's another intentionally misleading headline. It makes people believe a massive number of people are dying from heat when almost four times as many die from cold. Heat-related deaths are expected to rise after 1.7 million people died in 2019 due to extreme temperatures. And we get this. The authors estimate that 1.7 million deaths globally in 2019 were linked to extreme heat or cold. And of those, 356,000 deaths were due to heat and 1.3 million were due to cold. In most regions, cold temperatures have a greater effect on health, said study co-author Katrin Burkhart from the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington. Now, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here. If the media and the scientists and the educators and the bureaucrats and the politicians all truly cared about deaths and health, wouldn't it be better if the earth warmed a little? And the public, especially the children, are continually told that thousands of species are dying each year because human activities and fossil fuels and CO2 and other things cause climate change. What we never see is a list of species that are going extinct because the numbers are made up, essentially pulled from a hat. Study says one-third of all plant and animal species could be extinct in 50 years. Well, facts are easy to find. Less than 1,000 identified species have gone extinct in the past 500 years, less than 2 per year. And those certainly cannot be attributed to oil use or anything else. The reason the media and the others don't report the truth is that then you won't be scared. You won't be scared enough to destroy the fossil fuel industry. The media and the Democrats use fear to scare people because their extremist policies are so destructive and unpopular. I think they should run ads telling the public they must pay high prices for fuel and everything else to support the liberal world order. Oh, wait a minute. They've already done that, haven't they? Yes. Yes. Absolutely, they've done it. Brian Deese. But those of us who want energy independence, we don't need that nonsense. We don't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News.
President Biden signed an executive order aimed at protecting access to abortion. He was facing pressure from fellow Democrats to be more forceful on the subject after the Supreme Court ended a constitutional right to the procedure 2 weeks ago.
The choice we face as a nation between the mainstream and the extreme, between moving forward and moving backwards, between allowing politicians to enter the most personal parts of our lives, and protecting the right of privacy. Yes. Yes. Embedded in our Constitution. This is a choice. This is a moment. The moment. A moment to restore the rights that have been taken away from us.
The president blasted the court's decision and urged women and men to vote for pro-choice candidates in November. This is USA Radio News. things are looking up in the jobs department.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. That number did beat expectations. The unemployment rate stayed unchanged at 3.6%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court in Wisconsin ruled that absentee ballot drop boxes may be placed only in election offices and that no one other than the voter can return a ballot in person. The court's ruling has crucial implications in the 2024 presidential race, in which Wisconsin will again be among a handful of battleground states. The decision sets absentee ballot rules for the August 9th primary and the fall election. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic Governor Tony Evers are seeking re-election in key races. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now then, I'm going to be redundant because we're going to talk again about Highland Park, because Highland Park should not have happened. Highland Park was a failure of gun control. An absolute, complete, total failure. Started being a failure on the day that the father, Robert Cremo Jr., decided to co-sign his son's firearm owner's identification card 2.5 years ago, despite 2 instances of police being called to their home over threatening behavior. Now, of course, Robert Cremo III, they could have interceded on this and kept this from happening. If this young man had gotten some help, it would be what it is right now. Now he's charged with 8 counts of murder, but he applied for a FOID card in December 2019 at the age of 19. Subject was under 21, and the application was sponsored by the subject's father. Therefore, at the time of the FOID application review in January of 2020, there was insufficient bias to establish a clear and present danger and deny the FOID application. However, Dad, Bob Cremo, 58, knew police had been called to their home twice earlier that same year because his son had threatened to kill himself and the rest of his family. In April 2019, an individual contacted the Highland Park Police Department a week after learning of Cremo's attempted suicide. This according to Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Christopher Covelli. It was a delayed report, so people responded, or police responded to the residents a week later and spoke with Cremo and his parents. Mental health professionals handled the matter with no further law enforcement action. Months later, in September 2019, a family member reported that Cremo had a collection of knives and said he was going to kill everybody. Police responded to the residence and removed 16 knives, a dagger, and sword from his home, and at that time there was no probable cause to arrest and no complaints were signed by any of the victims. Now, despite the fact that he had threatened suicide, despite the fact that he had been brought, the cops had been out there twice, right? The Highland Police Department did not notify the Illinois State Police of the incident. And at the time, there was no information that he possessed any firearms or rifles. And according to Covelli, in order to purchase a gun legally in Illinois, one has to possess a FOID card. That's a process that is solely managed through the state police. I am not able to speak to that process. Now, at the time of the September 2019 incident, Cremo did not have an FOID card to revoke or to review. He did not have a pending application either. Illinois State Police received a clear and present danger report on the subject from the Highland Park Police Department, the agency said in a press release. The report was related to the threats the subject made against his family. There were no arrests made in the September 2019 incident, and no one, including the family, was willing to move forward on a complaint, nor did they subsequently provide information on threats or mental health that would have allowed law enforcement to take additional action. Additionally, no firearms restraining order was filed, nor any order of protection. So, of course, they issued the card. Between June 2020 and September 2021, the younger Cremo passed four background checks when purchasing guns. According to the Firearms Transaction Inquiry Program, which includes the Federal National Instant Criminal Background Check System, according to Illinois State Police. The only offense included in his criminal history was an ordinance violation in January 2016 for possession of tobacco, adding that the agency has no mental health prohibitor. There was no report of that submitted by healthcare facilities or personnel regarding Cremo. The September 2019 clear and present danger report indicates that police went to the home and asked the individual if he felt like harming himself or others, and he responded no. And I guess that from that point on, they were like, well, okie doke. Additionally, and importantly, the father claimed the knives were his, and they were being stored in the individual's closet for safekeeping. Based upon that information, the Highland Park police returned the knives to the father later that afternoon. Kept in the closet for safekeeping. July the 4th, Highland Park Police responded at approximately 10:15 to a report of an active shooter in the area. And my, he was active. They haven't yet figured out a motive, or at least I haven't heard of one yet. He purchased five guns, including rifles and handguns, and those weapons were seized from his father's home pursuant to a search warrant this past Tuesday. Police knew that he traveled to the Madison, Wisconsin area before returning back to Illinois. Now, they didn't catch him initially. And that should give everybody pause, and we're going to talk about why that should give everybody pause in the next segment. And I don't really know what the answer would have been here, because in a shooting in a crowd, when you got somebody with the high ground, you got to get behind cover. Not concealment, but cover. Concealment can probably be seen over from the high ground, unless you're far enough away. But just remember, you know, Charles Whitman, He got high ground, Texas clock tower. And it was very hard to fight him. As a matter of fact, they had to storm the tower to get to him. So, the only thing that could have been done in this particular case, once it started, it was on. It was happening. Because of that high ground aspect. And unless you knew, and without looking at the area, like if you're in an area where there's a bunch of buildings, gunshot sounds bounce. So it may be coming from your left, but it sounds like it's coming from your right. It's nearly impossible to find cover unless you can go underground, right, in that moment. So you're going to have to be looking around a lot, looking for the shooter before you figure out where you've got to go. I don't know much how much time you have to do that, because he shot a lot of people. But this most certainly could have been prevented. And given the first blush, what we see about what the father was doing here. This was his father. He didn't want to do anything against his son. Okay, I get it. I've got two of my own. I understand. However, I would not do this for them. I would not do this for them. I would try to find them some help. I would try to keep their life in there, or at least in some sort of semblance of control the best I could. I certainly wouldn't be co-signing for them for a FOID card. No. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is green meadow whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, back to old Bobby Cremo III. After he confessed to cops, the slaughtered innocent parade goers, he didn't get out and say, you know, no, that wasn't me. He didn't do it. He confessed. He also said that he seriously contemplated shooting up another celebration later. So, allegedly, he had another rifle and two mags to go with it when he fled Highland Park after allegedly killing seven and injuring more than 40 others on Monday. Although, I don't know what kind of rifle he had. I don't know. Was it AR-15? I've heard about a Kel-Tec Sub 2000. But we do know that he got away from there, the initial shooting site. He borrowed mom's car and then drove towards Madison, Wisconsin, but then returned to Illinois, where he was later nabbed after deciding he wasn't fully prepared to pull off the second shooting. And while he was driving and he located this celebration occurring in the Madison area, he contemplated another attack with a firearm he had in the car. Investigators don't know why he went to Madison or why he then turned around and headed back toward the scene of the mass shooting, as the extensive manhunt for him was still underway. When he was finally nabbed 5 miles away from the parade massacre, he allegedly confessed to police that he'd unleashed the gunfire after climbing onto the roof of a business in the wealthy Chicago suburb. He used a Smith & Wesson M&P-15 semi-automatic rifle to fire more than 80 rounds at the parade goers, stopping twice to reload. The weapon was recovered at the scene after Cremo, who was dressed in women's clothing to blend in with the fleeing crowd, allegedly dropped it as he made his escape. Now, the authorities have not decided at this moment to try to go into the motive, but they did acknowledge he had an affinity for the numbers 4 and 7, which, when reversed, point to the date he carried out the massacre. And the obsession with the numbers apparently comes from music that he's interested in. Now, we've already answered all the questions about how he was able to buy these weapons. We know, because nothing was done, despite all the visits. Now we have 8 dead people. I don't know how many wounded. And he is in an Illinois jail, and he's to be held without bail during his initial court appearance Wednesday morning. And if convicted on the first-degree charges, this will be mandatory life. They don't have the death penalty. He will be in there without possibility of parole. Reinhart, the state's attorney, said he hasn't ruled out filing additional charges against Cremo for the dozens of people injured in the massacre. Every time he fires a bullet at a person, he is committing aggravated discharge, whether he hits someone or not. So, he also said he's speaking with U.S. attorneys about possible federal charges. We are working with them constantly. The cybercrime lab is in constant contact with FBI agents. We're all working together. It's an all-hands-on-deck as we continue to monitor this active investigation. Now, I started out with New York. Oh, let's end with them, shall we, in this segment, hour, whatever. Every so often you'll have a problem child that does something just to get punished. Maybe they're testing the limits. But in the case of New York State, it appears to be much more malignant. Time does not give me time to give me the restrictions of time. I don't have time to get into this and do an extensive review. But it's quite certain that the New York new gun law is an in-your-face, single-finger salute to the Supreme Court in response to the Bruin decision. And it's likely to get all the respect a parent should give to that misbehaving offspring. Supreme Court said they can't do this kind of thing. They're not allowed to demand good cause to get a permit. So they wrote a law to demand good moral character instead, which is the same thing, Hochul. And the Constitution does not allow for this. It, you know, okay, so you're either a prohibited person or you aren't. That simple. And this is the very definition of arbitrary and capricious in practice. It sounds sort of neutral, but it, you know, if the reviewing officer doesn't like you, your application is toast. And they go on to list a host of sensitive locations in which guns are barred. The first is generally unobjectionable by most people, government administration buildings. And that's the last time that happens. From there it goes downhill. Any location where health care is provided is included. This include homeless camps where mobile clinics work. Any place of worship or religious observation is prohibited. This would include a park where sunrise Easter services take place. They flatly deny New York the ability to declare Manhattan a sensitive location. But this law circumvents this by saying that any private property that does not have a guns allowed sign is sensitive. And if you add in buildings that house government agencies, not just all of Manhattan, it's all of New York State. So, every part of any state is either publicly owned or privately owned. There are no exceptions, essentially, and all of it is now off limits to concealed carry. So, technically speaking, if you live in a house and you don't put up a sign that says it's okay for you to carry guns in your house, you're breaking the law if you carry guns while you're in your house. So, the list of sensitive locations is pretty long, but it's any government agency or government-funded agency, any church, any school of any description, summer camps, shelters for abused, homeless, or otherwise helpless. Any public transportation facility or vehicle, any facility used in connection with public transportation, this appears to mean any road, any performance venue, which would include street performers, any public sidewalk near a political protest, any gathering of individuals to collectively express their constitutional rights to protest or assemble, in theory, and bet on New York enforcing it, that includes two people talking politics under a streetlight, and all of Times Square for whatever reason. If you're going to get a permit in New York, you're going to have to carry this list around you. Because you got to know. And if you walk past a busker on your way to your favorite gun welcoming eatery, you just committed a felony. And if you leave your gun in a car, you can't just stick it inside a glove box or console before locking it up. Now, you have to fully unload it and then put it in a safe that isn't visible from outside the car. So that means you got to buy a gun safe to go in the car. And just out of curiosity, does anybody know how many safes actually fit inside a car? So you put it in the trunk. You must momentarily show the gun on the way to the safe from your hidden holster. That's another felony. And once more, when you reholster it, another felony. And as a final insult, you must now go through the NICS background check every time you buy ammunition. Once you buy it, you get entered into a state database. No public access to the database but Callan State agents poking through it. If you buy too much, it's likely that you'll get flagged on the monthly review of carry permit eligibility that's written into the statute. You might be tagged with a red flag violation and your guns will be taken away. Left in New York have joined the left coast as a land of fruits and nuts. And it's going to take time to get this in front of SCOTUS, but criminals aren't going to care about this, by the way. They're going to be like, oh, great, this is good, I like this. But with the myriad of sensitive places under the new law, the Supreme Court's going to have yeoman work to do to identify a bright line law that tyrants aren't allowed to violate. And as for me, I'm glad I don't live in New York State. Anyway, coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.